I want to share with you the amazing story of the second miracle attributed to Blessed Carlos Acutis that will lead to his canonization soon. And after that, I want to share with you an amazing dream that his mother had. He will become a very powerful saint, and we need to know him and love him. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. In the early hours of the morning of July 2nd, 2022, in Florence, Italy, Valeria, a native of Costa Rica, was riding her bicycle, and she had a very serious accident which led to a fractured skull. They rushed her to the hospital and saw that she had suffered severe head trauma and that she required craniotomy surgery and the removal of the right occipital bone to relieve pressure to the brain. Even with that, doctors said that her chances of survival were slim to none. At that very moment, Liliana, her mother, had her secretary pray to Blessed Carlos Acutis. 6 days later, her mother would go to the tomb of Blessed Carlos Acutis in Assisi. That same day, the hospital informed her mother that Valeria had begun breathing spontaneously. The next day, she began moving and she began to regain her speech. 10 days later, they did a CAT scan and showed that the hemorrhage had stopped completely. She recuperated so quickly that by August 11th, she was already in rehabilitation therapy. And by September 2nd, she and her mother were making a pilgrimage to see Blessed Carlos Acutis themselves. This miracle was approved on May 23rd and is the second accepted miracle, which now allows Blessed Carlos Acutis to be officially canonized. The canonization date has not yet been set. Even prior to this, his mother, through a dream, knew that he would soon be canonized. This is what happened in the dream. Shortly after he died, his mother had a dream of him. Saint Francis of Assisi appeared to her and revealed to her and said the following: "Your son is right now occupying one of the highest places in heaven, and after he is beatified, there will be a whole new generation of saints, thanks to him." Later, she dreamt of her son, who told her, "Mother, I'm going to be beatified, and a short while later, I will be canonized as a saint." Here's why he is important, and we must ask for his intercession and grow to love him. Future Saint Carlos Acutis will revolutionize the world, because the world in which we live, whether we like it or not, or whether we accept it or not, is deeply influenced by social media and the internet, both for good and for evil. We as Catholics must make a choice, and in fact, we don't have a choice. We must evangelize the internet and social media, and we must turn it into a tool for God and not leave it in the hands of Satan, especially through social media, both things like YouTube and places where there are short-form content like TikTok. These are the areas where we must evangelize and where we can reach out to young people. Blessed Carlos Acutis will be the first millennial saint ever in the history of the church. If he isn't already, he should be the patron of Catholic social media, so that all the influencers out there can bring the gospel to every single young person. It's not enough for us to believe, but we must speak to others who do not believe in a language that they understand to bring them to Christ, specifically the Catholic Church. We should invoke Blessed Carlos Acutis so that there be thousands upon thousands of Catholic YouTube channels, Catholic TikTok channels, Catholic channels on Instagram and on every app imaginable, to flood the internet with content that can bring others to Christ. In this sense, Blessed Carlos Acutis, in the same way that Saint Therese did before him, he will conquer the world for Jesus. If you have young people in your life or young children that regularly use social media, go to Blessed Carlos Acutis and invoke him and ask for his hand to guide what they see, that they may find what they are really searching for: Jesus Christ and his Blessed Mother. I will see you in the next one.